Hey, it's Andrew Hyatt calling.
Hey, Andrew. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing it fantastic. We've had a big patch of warm weather over the past week, which has been really nice. How are things looking where you're at?
Good, man. It's good. We're in Edmonton right now. So I'm in a t-shirt and jeans, and it's been good. I've been spoiled, right? It's been like 22 to 25 degrees in Nashville for like a couple months now. So I've been spoiled. Coming here was colder than I expected, but it's still good.
Right? Well, I mean, it would of course be a bit of a system shock coming from Nashville.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've had the first few dates played now for the Country Mixtape Tour with Tyler Joe Miller and Sean Austin. You guys are going to be in Saskatchewan. You're going to be playing in Regina on Friday, April 19th. How are things going so far?
It's been a blast, man. A really high energy show. You know, we're running it basically like we hit the on switch and it goes for 2 hours, two and a bit, kind of subbing in and out, running it a little bit different. It's just we're all built into the show and keeps people really interested and we're having a lot of fun. We've decided we're not sure if it's a good idea or a bad idea yet, but we put a bar on stage. So we never actually leave the stage. We just go back to the bar. You can imagine that gets a little out of hand sometimes, but we're having a blast.
You know what? I really appreciate that because I've seen this a number of times on different tours where people are sort of switching up your, you know, I guess, quote unquote, traditional schedule or structure of a live show. And it's fresh. It's so nice to have that.
You know what? We talked about it before going into the tour, just saying like, what do we want? And the biggest thing is like, we're excited to be here and we're excited to be playing music. We love it, right? Like it's what we live for is these moments. So we just really wanted to bring that energy and keep it on the stage. And we find that like, you know, you kind of disengage if you walk back off stage and you're kind of just waiting around. Whereas this, you know, if Sean's up there singing a song, TJ and I are kind of behind him, you know, cheersing and just probably singing his song louder than he is, to be honest. So it's been good.
Well, I feel like that helps the crowd get a little bit more into it too, because they kind of feel like they're hanging out with you guys in a almost like a more intimate feel.
Exactly.
So the single L is Four, obviously the title track to the acoustic EP you released at the beginning of the year, which we absolutely love around here. And
oh, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, of course. It must be nice, you know, as an artist to be able to dial the energy and the production back a little bit and focus more on, you know, the more emotional side of songwriting.
Yeah, man. I mean, this record, it was never supposed to see the light of day. I basically wrote this record after a split. I spent 5 weeks writing a song a week and then just kind of tracking them. And it was just cheaper than therapy was kind of my mentality on it. And then, you know, I fired it off to one of my friends at the label and they showed it to a few people. And next thing you know, they're like, hey, we think we're going to try and release this song. And it's not like anything I've ever done before, but it's kind of where I come from in terms of music being a little more dialed back like that. Those are my roots, right? So yeah, it's been great, man. It's been nice to put it out. Nice to be vulnerable and honest.
The single is a big part of you opening up a more vulnerable side of yourself to listeners. So, you know, that was going to lead to my next question. Is it kind of more difficult to draw on, you know, personal experiences of heartbreak and loss, or is it more, you know, freeing and liberating?
My experience with it is it's twofold. I love writing music that feels 100% authentic and really it's written because I needed to write it, not because I wanted to write it. Like I love that aspect of it, but then you get excited about it. You go to put it out. And like 2 days before this record came out, I was ready to pull the plug. Cause I was like, this is a very intimate look. It's like a front row seat to my divorce. I'm like, this feels very, very intense to me. I'm glad it's out. I feel like the response from people has been amazing. So many people can relate and it's just nice to see that kind of feedback. So yeah, I think for me, I prefer living in the world of vulnerability and honesty as an artist.
So do you think that's a tap that you might tap into a little bit more with future songwriting sessions?
Yeah, man. Like I'm actually sitting on like, you know, it's been a year of growth is what I call it, but I'm actually sitting on two other records right now that are completely done. So I moved down to Nashville about a year ago and I've just been very, very consistent with my writing. I've been writing almost every day and just making records. So all of the stuff kind of, it gets heavier. Like the new stuff is full band, but it still lives in that vein of really, really vulnerable.
Well, and I mean, that's an amazing thing from a listener standpoint, because everybody's been through, you know, some sort of semblance of this kind of thing, you know, heartbreak, loss. So I think people listening, they can relate to you on such a deep and personal level.
Yeah, it's been rewarding in multiple ways for me.
Really excited to see you around our neck of the woods coming up on April 19th here. We got to close off here. I got a listener question, field a question from a listener. So Tanya, who is a quite a large fan of yours, she says she saw you with Tim Hicks live in Regina way back in the day. And so she has a little message that's followed by a question. So I'll relay that to you. She says, every song of yours makes me feel and understand what you're going through and allows me to feel. You know, everyone has feelings no matter who you are. She says, life, you power through. Sending love and future love and joy. Thank you for the music and words. Words to feel. Says, I can't wait to see you. Few tears may fall, but hey, that's what music is all about. And she follows up by asking, what is your process that allows us in, you know, to feel and understand your emotions at that moment?
I think I just try and write from a standpoint of just what I'm going through, right? It's like I just want to say exactly what I'm feeling. Like, what am I feeling in this moment? And where am I now and where do I want to get to on the other side? That's kind of the vibe.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Thank you. That's a really nice note as well. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Bowl listener Tanya asked that for you. Andrew Hyatt on tour with Tyler Joe Miller and Sean Austin. The Country Mixtape Tour, which stops in Regina on April 19th. Andrew Hyatt, thank you so much for chatting today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.